Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Adam A., a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we're thrilled to have with us Tommy Day. Welcome, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. Here.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Tom. You're a blessing. Yes. Where and did you first get saved?
It was January the 25th, 1975. I was driving down the freeway in L.A., and my father wasn't with us at that time. And so I was 17, 18 years old, and I had a longing for the Lord, but just never came to Him. And driving down the freeway, I was coming back from work and had a tough day. And I was just broken. I was taking care of my mother, my wee brothers, and my sister. And so I got to the point where it was literally for me, it was life or death. I just couldn't take the pressure. And so I was coming home, and I remember I was working out in Palm Springs. And I came home, and I knew everything that had to be paid and all the bills and that there, and didn't see nothing that day work-wise. And I was driving in Redlands, right out of L.A., coming back. And I believe that the Lord truly entered that truck. The Spirit of God entered that truck. And I pulled over to the side of the road, and I gave my heart to the Lord that very day. Amen. And so that's how it came about. At the time that I was saved, I haven't told many people this here, but at the time I was saved, the thought had entered my mind many, many days of taking my life. Oh. My father was gone. My wee brothers and sisters were there, and they were dependent on me. And as a young kid, you think you can go out and conquer the world. But when all that pressure of taking care of your family falls on you, it was a burden that no child should ever have to do. Amen. But I did. And the Lord had me there. So I remember I pulled over, gave my heart to the Lord.
Amen.
And I remember weeping and how God puts everything in line. And I remember it was a Sunday that I was out to work trying to make money. And I remember cutting off the freeway as soon as I gave my heart to the Lord, and there was a Wee Assembly of God church. And I remember the parking lot was full, so I pulled into the parking lot and I walked in, and this is how the Lord, the Holy Spirit works. As I'm walking in the church, the pastor up at the front, maybe 80, 90 people sitting there. And I remember the pastor looked straight to the back when he saw me. And he said, "You're here because the Lord just came into your life."
Amen.
And I said, "Yes." And the man took me down front, sit me in the front. I cried all through the service. The next Wednesday, I went back, was baptized in the Holy Spirit, the evidence, speaking in tongues. The next Sunday, I got water baptized, and I've been serving Him ever since. Not as a good son, but He's always been a faithful Father.
Amen.
And so that's how I came to know the Lord. Actually, and I'll interrupt that. I had a boy, a wee traveler boy, for many, many months, almost a year, would speak into my life. He loved the Lord. He was on fire for God. And I would truthfully do everything I could to hurt the wee boy's feelings when he would speak about Jesus. But I remember when I got saved, every scripture that boy gave me, every scripture that boy would tell me about on his way to church, and that come flooding back in. So when we don't realize that when we plant that seed, that there's those that plant, those that water, but God gives the increase.
That's right.
And I believe it was that boy planting that seed for that 2 years that changed my life.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's how I got saved.
Well, you got saved in the 70s, like so many of us did. Would you like to share a little bit about the 70s?
The 70s was wonderful. The 70s was a blessing for us all. We, after I got saved, it was funny, the things of life didn't get easier, But I knew I had him there with me. Mm-hmm. I knew that Jesus was always by my side. And then the 70s come in, and I remember our people, we started serving the Lord. There were many revivals, and we had many times where we would go to revivals and that. And I just remember that we had just a wonderful time in the Lord. We spent more time thinking about the things of God and where the next revival was or what we was doing than we did a lot of things. And so the 70s was always, I always remember the 70s and 80s. I remember being down in Texas with Duncan and Valley Harrison. And they was preaching the word out of a motel room. And I remember going to that, and I remember I remember Duncan said to me, "Well, we have no singers." I said, "Okay, and but you're going to sing for us tonight." And I said, "Well, I don't know any songs." I had no idea what, and he said, "No," he said, "it's on the paper." And so we picked up his guitar and we sung about half the song. And Duncan said, "Okay, let's all give the Lord a hand clap of praise." And we never, I told you I couldn't sing. But that was the 70s was that. It was, we were in Texas when they had all the revivals, and California, we went to the revivals and that there. So praise God, it was good.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. More so than any other time. I believe the Holy Spirit moved in a more powerful way. Not that he doesn't today. But I believe the 70s and 80s is when the true Shekinah glory of God fell among our people. And
it was all across the country. It was all a across special the country. Time, yeah.
Ham and Eddie was just, I remember meeting
the country
Eddie.
People, everybody.
Yes, and I remember meeting them all, and they were starting churches and that there. So, yes, you're right. Even with the country handle, we always said it was the times that we wish for again. And I know the Lord will give us those times again.
Amen. Amen. How did you get into the ministry, or how did you feel called?
I actually, I'll tell you how that came about, Anime. I really had no, I didn't want to be in the ministry. I never had no thoughts of being in the ministry. I was in LA, and we were then a lot of people stayed in trailers. And I remember I was saved at that time, of course, and I was out to work. And I remember being up on a roof and thinking to myself, boy, there's a lot of people on this camp. There's maybe 20 families. And I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had some type of Bible study or that there, or something for the Lord? And as I was coming home, I told my barber, I should say I came home and I told my barber, and she said, "That sounds wonderful." She said, so I went to everybody's trailer and I told them, I said, "This Saturday coming up," it's, I think it was 7 o'clock, I told them, "we're going to have a Bible study." And they came to the, well, when they came to the Bible study, as soon as I got up there and started ministering what the Lord gave me, I just felt that the Lord just right then, I mean, it was just instantaneous. Said, "I want you to preach the gospel, Tommy."
Amen.
And I never told nobody. I never, of course, I didn't tell my wife or anybody. And then about 2 months later, I was out painting a house. And I was by myself. The boys were gone doing something. And I remember painting, and the Lord said, "I spoke to you once. Now I'll speak to you again. Go and share my word." And so I came back home and I told Barbara, I said, "Barbara, this ain't just meetings. This is what the Lord wants me to do." And she said, "Well, I don't think you really heard from the Lord. I think that's, I think that, I don't think so, Tommy." But anyhow, so we did that for a long time. And then I remember we had about 20, 25 people that would come up every Saturday. And I remember one day about, this was going on now for about 2 years. And I remember one day Ham Parker come walking in to the meeting. And I said, "Oh, are you, where are you at, Ham?" He said, "Well, I flew in. I heard there was meetings out here." And he said, "I wanted to come and go to one of the meetings." And he came, and then he left. And then the next Saturday, he came back again. And he said, "Tommy," he said, "you do know the Lord wants you to preach the gospel." I said, "Yes." I said, "He told me that." And he said, "Well, would you like to be part of Cornerstone Ministries?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." I said, "Let me pray about it." And it wasn't that I was, I just didn't feel that I had the ability to become a minister, a preacher. That was something that, and so the next Sunday I went to a church in L.A., the Traveler Church that they had there, and Ham was there again. And I said, Ham, after praying about it, I said, yes, I said, I would like to join the Cornerstone. So, but that's really how it kind of led up to when we was going to the Wee Country Church there then. For some reason, the man every other couple of weeks or 3 weeks, the man would ask me, you do Wednesday. Yeah, yeah. And so it all just kind of fell in place. Amen. It all just kind of, you know, it wasn't. Now, I will say this. I wished at the time, and there's times now I wish that I wasn't in the ministry. And I think Jackie can attest to it, or Bill, or anybody. And what I mean by that, yes, I love the Lord. I love to preach the gospel. But for anybody that's out there that's looking to become a minister or share the word of God, I would honestly tell them, make sure that you've heard from the Lord. We have a lot of people that would like to be up behind the pulpit and that, but really, you have to be sure that that's what God's called you to do.
Amen.
I was talking today to somebody about that, and because the Bible says, not a novice, that means someone new.
Yes.
Lest you fall and bring reproach. And it's more for the people.
Absolutely.
You know, Jensen Franklin said something that stuck with me for a long time. If you're too big to do the little things, you're too little to do the big things.
Absolutely.
So start out helping, start out moving chairs, start out whatever, and your gift that God gives you makes room for you. You'll know if you're supposed to minister.
Well, the difference between my gift, I can't speak for Jackie or Bill. Bill was a pastor of his own church and different things. But I never had that call. You know, I was asked by Eddie Smith. He said, would you like to have a church in L.A.? This is before John Keith was there or any of that. And I said, wow, that would be a great thing. I've made it. Now I'm going to be a church man.
Amen.
But I got home that night, and the Lord spoke, that is what I have for you. I don't want you to do that. And so for me, like Pastor Charlie here at New Life, that I don't have that calling on my life. There's different callings, and I believe
there's a difference between a minister and a pastor.
Exactly. Yeah. And I at first thought to be a pastor would be a great thing. And when Eddie Smith asked me, I said, absolutely. Let's do it. Let's get a church together. But as I went home and I thought about it, and the Lord, I believe the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, that isn't what I have for you. So you call back and decline that offer. Pastor Charlie is a pastor, and that's a whole different level, amen, I believe, above the ministers. And they'd say, well, it's all the same. No, you have to truly love to do what you're doing, and then you have to be committed to taking care of the flock.
Amen.
So it's a whole different thing, yep. But I love to preach the gospel. Pastor Charlie gives me opportunities in our own church here, which is my church, and so when I get the opportunity, I love to preach. I love to witness to people out beyond our church walls, and so that's what it is.
Well, what I see with what you just said is like a saying, God gives you your fishing hole.
Yes.
And if you fish where God puts you, a lot of wonderful things is going to come out of it.
That's right.
Amen. If you try to move into another man's fishing hole,
it won't work.
It just don't work the way it should.
Yes.
Where God plants you, you can do a tremendous, wonderful work.
It's a job for all of us.
Talking about the 70s, back when that movement was on, what I felt in my heart when I seen this going on amongst all our people was the joy of the Lord that they
absolutely
had.
Amen.
And that's what made the meetings in the rooms, rent motel, office places to have meetings and preaching on the street and witnessing. And just the move being tremendous amongst all of us, and you, like your testimony and Jack's, it was the joy of the Lord that was in us. We wanted everyone to get that feeling.
Absolutely.
And it was a special time.
Absolutely.
That's
people
what was
saved.
So wonderful about it to me.
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
Would you like to share with us some major influencers in your life or standout moments in your ministry?
Yeah, the first, I'd say my Barbara, because my Barbara always stayed by me. When I told her that I wanted to go in the ministry, my Barbara was right behind me. Mm-hmm. And she, after she asked me, did I did I hear from the Lord? Is this something I truly heard from the Lord? And I said, yes. Then she said, let's do it. So I'd say a major influence in my ministry has always been my barber. She's always there behind me. She's always whatever I need to do. There are other people. Pastor Charlie has always been a wonderful influence in my life. There's just a lot of people that have touched my life in the ministry. Mm-hmm. And so, but I would say top of the leaderboard would be my Barbara.
Amen.
She's always been supportive. And she's always been a critic, too. I remember preaching in Paris, not Paris, France, but Paris, California. There's a wee gypsy church there. And I remember preaching the first night. They had a two-night revival. And I remember preaching the first night, and she said, that just didn't come out right. I don't know what you were doing, but that, and I thought I really had it going on then. I was, what do you mean that didn't come out right? She said, just tell them about Jesus. They don't want to know all the rest of this stuff.
She loves you, so it was love and criticism. It was a tough love.
So the next night I went back, and I told the people, I said, I'm sorry. I said, if I ranted and raved on there, but now I'll tell you, my barber told me just to talk to you about the love of Jesus.
Amen.
And so that was something we done.
Amen.
So yeah, she has been one of my greatest.
Okay. Amen. Well, that's good.
What would be your future for our people?
Your vision for the
my
future.
Vision for our, my vision for our people is that we would truly repent as a people and come back to the love of God. You know, we're living in, I believe, the last, the wind-up or the last seconds of this time. And I believe that our vision would be not only to reach our own, because we have a lot out there, Bill, that's just still don't know the Lord.
Amen.
We come to church, and a lot of people come to church, but truly don't have a relationship with Christ. And so my vision would be is to continue to preach the gospel. Pray for our people. We need we need prayer warriors, and we have them here in our church. Amen. And that ask God to move in that same way that he did move. You know, I believe that the past blessings are wonderful, but those are behind.
That's right.
Those are gone, and we can't live off the past.
That's right.
So we have to live off what God can show us in the future.
Amen.
So my vision for all of us, I should say, when I come to church is not only to hear the voice of the Lord, but that God would do a use us all in a more powerful way to reach the lost souls for Christ. That's what it all comes down to.
Amen.
Not who we are. I'm nobody. When I get up and share a word with our church or that, I feel like the least of all the ministers that get up there, and rightfully so. But I do hope that everybody that hears our words or hear what the Holy Spirit speaks through. I know I said Sunday morning, last Sunday, I said, I can speak no good word into your life, none. Yeah. Pastor Charlie can speak no good word into your life. But the Holy Spirit through
Amen.
Pastor Charlie
Amen.
Can
right.
speak. Because if it's me, then you've lost. If it's him, you've lost. But if it's from the Holy Spirit. So vision-wise, I believe that we need to look up and keep pressing, because there's a time coming that the Lord will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
And we still will see great and mighty things. He ain't
Amen.
Done with
Amen.
Us. He ain't done with us.
He ain't done with us.
He ain't done with us.
Nope.
Is there anything else you'd like to share, Tommy, before we close?
No,
anything light on your heart?
You know, I appreciate Anna Mae asking me to be on the podcast. It's wonderful. We all listen to them. And the fact that I would just say, no matter what you're going through, no matter what anybody's going through out there, to just press in. The devil is a liar, and he will always tell you that, you know, the worst is yet to come and that there. But the book of Ecclesiastes says this: better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. We have better times ahead. We have those that are away from the Lord, maybe kids, spouses, whatever. God will bring them in. We just have to stay faithful to what we're doing by praying
Amen.
And seeking him, and God will do the rest.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on and taking time for us. And
yes.
We appreciate you. And we're glad you're
you.
A part of New Life, AZ.
I am. My home church. My home
Thank
church.
You very much, Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. We appreciate you.
God bless.
That's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.